Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
What happens when fiction becomes reality? In the corrupt-infested Queen City, danger lurks in every shadow, but Lydia Pelton refuses to stay silent. She writes under a pseudonym, E.A. Dupin, crafting crime novels to exact justice and right the wrongs she sees in society. When a serial killer decides to be the sword to her pen, Lydia is confronted with the consequences of her words. Four men are dead and the city blames her. With murders on the rise, Officer Abraham Hall's only lead is Lydia's fiction, and he is thrust into an investigation with the killer queen of romance. Despite his misgivings about the woman, he realizes that even with his reputation for catching elusive criminals, he needs her help. But his unexpected attraction to Lydia proves as difficult to manage as the woman herself. As the mystery unfolds, Abraham and Lydia race to rewrite the ending, not only for Cincinnati citizens, but for their own hearts, too.
Yes. The storyline for this, the storyline for this was really interesting. I really enjoyed it. But I really want to talk about that opening scene. What did you think of it? They're getting in trouble basically because they're trying to rescue a three-legged goat from the circus. And there's a lot of trouble.
Should start by saying, like, her dad is like a coroner, correct?
Yeah.
He's high in society, and Lydia's expected to be a little more proper than what she is.
Yes.
But then they're dressed like clowns.
Doesn't the clown freak the one cop out?
Yeah, I think so.
I never liked clowns.
And so they're trying to sneak in and they get stuck.
She gets stuck under the tent flap trying to get through the pegs.
And she trips an officer, right? With her legs. They're trying to chase another criminal. Yeah, that was a funny.
She gets tossed.
Yeah,
he tossed, and
the criminal tosses her.
Was there monkeys, and there was...
Oh, yeah, there was a monkey that got into her hair. And then the face paint broke her out.
What kind did
they use? Didn't she have, like, welts or something on hives. The face? Hives. That's right.
I can't remember.
Once the cop brought him back to the police station, then she's all covered in
hives. I mean, when we're...
But the way she is so funny. Like, when they get caught at the police station, like, she's this proper lady. But then she tries to be one of her characters because she is an author. And then she's trying to flirt with this.
Yes!
And that was, like, cracking me up, too. Because it's like, what? Like, she's what are you doing? Like, this is embarrassing. But it was so funny.
Like, oh, let me try this out.
Right.
One of my characters would try this. So let me.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what was that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, she's a conundrum to him for sure. Like, she gives a lot of different signals. I did feel bad for her, though, because she got stuck in a really bad place as far as, like, I'm going to try to stay quiet about who I am. But staying quiet didn't help officers, right? Track the criminal.
Yeah.
But it also, coming out, puts her family in danger. And, man, those citizens were crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Throwing bricks at her. And
yeah, like the protesters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy protesters.
And I, like, them riding in those hacks, the buggies, with it sweltering hot the things.
Yeah, because nobody could see you coming or going. And then there were so many suspects, too. What did you think about her editor?
I thought he was, like, money hungry. But I didn't.
Her editor or her publisher?
Oh, I guess. Sorry. The publisher was the money hungry one. The publisher guy was, he was kind of creepy.
The editor, he was like obsessed with her, don't you think?
Yeah.
I feel like he was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
But then what did you think about the reporter guy?
He always seemed to be where everything was happening. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever mm-hmm. something was happening, like
yeah.
wherever she was at, he seemed to always be there.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. he was there at the beginning too, at the mm-hmm. police station. And
yeah. Which there's so many suspects, right? And I interviewed Crystal about the book before I read the book. And there is a character in there that I was like, oh, I think he does such a great job, blah, 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 blah. And boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyways, you'll have to read it. She did a really good job of like having you switch. I think it's this person now. Now I think mm-hmm. it's this person. And now I think it's this person.
Mm,
and
yeah.
It was not until it was right there at reveal point that I went, oh my word.
Mm-hmm.
It's this person.
Yeah.
It kind of shocked me, but it was so, so good. But what? So what she did was she studied these cases, and she did kind of go about getting those inside details in a not so ethical way,
oh,
I guess.
Yes.
On cases. And then she would basically write the story in fiction
mm-hmm.
and write her own ending that she felt like was justice,
mm-hmm.
which was always having the guilty killed, right? I think all of them, mm-hmm. they were killed. What did you think about, like...
Well, they were tried and they were found not guilty, but she still felt they were guilty. Or they had got off easy, mm-hmm. so...
Like, especially the one where he starved his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then went to jail, but then the governor or his family had, or something, mm-hmm. got back out, got the kids again, did the same thing.
Yeah.
But then his kids were taken away, but then he wasn't charged, so I'm like...
Yeah, but... So she just wanted to see justice in her own way. But mm-hmm. what did you think? Because that was a big battle for her, because her dad and, is it Andrew?
Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham are like, you are not God. You don't get to decide who's guilty and yeah. who deserves what punishment. And so her writing, something she loves, she starts to realize, maybe I've not been using it the way it's supposed to be used. What did you think about her struggle there?
I mean, it wasn't like she was, I don't think she was responsible for their murders.
No, I would agree, but she was just
writing a story that was fiction.
Based on real events.
Like, yeah.
In
her version of justice for that case.
Yeah. It's a struggle. She was such a strong author and so sure of what she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're questioning it. And then all this starts happening. I think it was interesting to see how she was like, my words do have an effect on people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I say matters and is apparently making somebody psycho to do this. You know, that's a scary feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That much power.
I was like, you should have just stuck with romance.
Yeah.
Just done the romance only.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah. It was very interesting. And
I found it interesting she could write so good as a romance and then the
mystery.
As well.
Crime.
Crime, whatever. Normally people just write one genre, you know, but to be able to write
both. You would be surprised how many authors will write in more than one genre. Like C.S. Lewis wrote in multiple genres.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good at all of them. Now, he's an exceptional author, obviously.
I mean, romance and mystery are so far.
The criminal, thriller.
I mean, very, very opposite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you don't really see much like that opposite anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, I really enjoyed it once I got into it, and then because then it's like, oh, who did it, who's doing it, like,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure it all out. So, and whoever it is not happy that her and Abraham are getting close.
Right.
And the smell of death in that one scene.
Oh my gosh, I would have been puking. I was like,
yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that person didn't deserve what happened, but.
Yeah.
Okay, the old lady that they knocked on the door, was that attached to that house?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there was like a little alleyway
or something. Yeah.
I don't know how people couldn't smell anything, even with the door closed. Mm-hmm. Be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, Tiff says you just put some perfume or something and pick it up.
You know, like that's what her, you know, that's what Lydia's.
Or Vicks.
Yeah. Lydia's dad had that. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mom, he wrapped that thing around his face with perfume on it that Mom always had for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and, that's so gross.
And, like Abraham's had the stench on him forever, but then he put that cologne on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that cologne was, but she was like, I could never smell that cologne again. Whatever it was.
I'm like, does it actually, like, cling to you like that? If you've been on the scene that long? The stench
of
death?
I think in that situation, because they were in the attic, yeah. I think that's why, because it was so closed off and there was no ventilation.
Mm.
That would probably be just that rotten smell.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thankful there are people that can do that job and do it well, but no.
Well,
yeah.
He had a funny comparison because where we lived, they kept saying he couldn't come in. He's like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to use tomato juice because it works for a skunk or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'll just bathe in tomato juice and see if that works.
Oh, my goodness. But for Crystal's next series, this was a great kickoff to it. I don't know when her other books in that series will come out, but I loved it. We'll probably even circle back when it's all said and done and put the whole series on.
Did you guys
enjoy it?
Yeah. Did she give any hints of how many or when they would be?
I think she told me there'll be three. And she may have told me when I talked to her, but I can't recall off the top of my head. But yeah. All right. So what would you give the romance level?
Espresso.
Yeah,
espresso. Yeah, it's not.
Because while I wanted it to happen, it was like not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're both kind of fighting it.
They had some good kisses, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hero.
Yeah. What about the drama level? A latte?
Yeah.
Latte.
There's a lot of drama. Because the whole town is, the whole city is protesters. Stirred up. Yeah. And her family's upset with her. And yeah, it's a mess. What about the mystery level?
There's a lot of mystery.
Latte? Mocha de latte?
Mocha de latte.
I would agree. Mocha de latte. I mean, the whole time you're trying to figure out who's this person pretending to be her detective. Is that right? In the book. What about the suspense level?
Latte.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspense.
Oh, you think so? I was going to go mocha.
Well, I guess so.
It could go mocha to latte, probably. I don't know. I think I compare it to some of the thrillers that that we read. But and everyone's version is like different, right?
Yeah, mine's always a latte.
Hers is always going to be latte. What about the inspirational level?
Espresso?
I was going to go mocha. Okay. I feel like the dad and Abraham have a lot of really good advice in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd go mocha for sure. Because she's battling that a lot. And she's constantly like, am I walking in God's will or not?
You know, that because now I remember that conversation he was eavesdropping on of her walking and talking and thought. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to herself or
one
of her characters or something. I don't know.
Which. All authors will say your characters talk to you. They do. It's just not in the crazy sense.
And Mrs. Hawkins, boy, wasn't she the?
But remember, because
you would not want to get on the wrong side of that lady.
No, but remember, because this ties into her counterfeit series. So these books would have taken place before the counterfeit series. So we know Mrs. Hawkins from what's the first one? Counterfeit. Love.
Counterfeit Love.
Is the first novella. Truth, I think, is the novella, but Love is the novel.
Novel.
Yeah. Remember her? Because the Colonel is her grandpa, and that's,
Well, who was Mrs. It's been a while. Who was Mrs. Hockey?
She's the maid there, remember? Oh, and she was real strict in that one, too.
I forgot. You know, I need to read those again.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's how they tie together. Okay. So. All right. What is your overall lasso rating of Written in Secret?
Three lassos.
I'm going to go three lassos.
Yeah, I would give it three as well. Yeah. It's a good read. Excellent read. And totally what you would expect from Crystal, I think, based on what we've read in the past. So next week we have an interview with her about that and the series. So I think in that one she'll share like when to expect the next two books from it. So
thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.